So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned in the Mishnah, Shivisasi Tachtav Lo Yamar Klum. When he did not specify the exact location where he wants to be kind of Shvisa, he merely said, my residence should be under the tree, it's not effective. Rav explained it to mean that he was not kind of Shvisa under the tree at all, and is only permitted to walk 4 amas where he is. Shmuel holds that he is kind of Shvisa under the tree, but we don't know at which specific spot. Therefore, the space under the tree is like a chamer gamel. It's figured into the 2,000 amas in each direction, l'chumra. His current location must be within 2,000 amas of the far end of the tree, and his house must be within 2,000 amas of the other end of the tree. Amar Rabba, my time of the Rav. Rashi explains, Shmuel's opinion is logical. He was indeed kind of shvisa at an unspecified spot somewhere under the tree. Therefore, he must be machmer in both directions. However, Rav's reasoning needs explanation. Why would he not be kind of shvisa under the tree at all? Rabba explains Rav's logic in one of two ways. Pshim deloy mesayim asre. Rashi adds, "V'kivin deloy sayim lekone lemidi." Since he did not declare a specific area as his residence, he does not acquire any residence at all. Another explanation: Kol she'ein b'zachar ze afil b'vasachas einay. We view it as if he establishes each 4 ame area that is under the tree as his residence. Since a person who has already established one Shabbos residence cannot establish another residence, he cannot simultaneously establish multiple areas of 4 amas as his residence either. Therefore, none take effect. The Gemara questions this rule from 3 sources. Eisei Abaye l'Rabba, Hamabra b'Maisrus, one who gave more than 10% of his produce as Maisr, Peiroisa musakanen, u'Maisroisa mekukalen. The Maisr is valid to make the rest of the produce permissible, but part of what he separated as Maisr means Tevel, because we cannot separate more than 10%. Now, based on Kol She'ein B'zach HaZeh Afal B'Vas Achaz Einoi, since after separating 10%, one cannot separate additional Maiser, when done simultaneously, none should take effect. The Gemara answers, Shani Maiser De'isa L'chatzoin. Since one does not have to make each piece of fruit entirely Maiser, we can assume that he meant to designate a part of each piece of fruit as Maiser up to a total of 10%. The Gemara asks, when it comes to giving Maister Behema, an entire animal must be designated. And we learn that if he simultaneously called 2 animals Asiri, they both have Kedusha's Maister. Since it would not take effect when he designated as Asiri 2 animals one after the other, it should not work simultaneously either. The Gemara answers, Shani Maister Behema de Isa Bezachaza Betos. If a person designates 2 animals one after the other as Maister by mistake, both do have Kedusha. The Gemara asks, Varitoida, the lesser betois, the lesser bezachazeh. When it comes to sanctifying 40 loaves of bread for a carbon toida, once the 40 have been designated, we cannot designate another 40 loaves, even by mistake. Yet Chizkiya holds that if somebody sanctifies 80 loaves at once, 40 of them are sanctified. The Gemara answers that we assume the person did not mean to sanctify all 80 loaves. Lachrais kamachavan val tanaya sinu. He just meant to say that in case the first 40 loaves become pusle, the other 40 should take their place. Amar Baya, Loishono ela be'ilon shetachtov shteim esrei ama. Rav's ruling that somebody who does not specify which part of the area under the tree is his residence is not kind of shvisa there at all is only if the total area under the tree is 12 amas or larger. If it were smaller than 12 amas, by choosing the middle 4 amas, he certainly has at least some of the 4 amas that is designated as his residence. And being able to identify at least some of the residents is all that is necessary to establish a Shabbos residence. Rav Huna ben Rav Shua holds that there is no halachic reason to choose the middle 4 amas as his real residence, rather than any other 4 amas. Therefore, having some of his residents within those 4 amas won't accomplish anything. Instead, he suggests that the area must be less than 8 total amas, so that any given 4 amas under the tree would automatically have some of the Shabbos residents that he had established. Rav's ruling is at 8 amas or more. The Gemara next cites 2 braises, one in support of each opinion. Tanya Kavosei de Rav, one supports Rav by stating, Loi Sayim Arba Amas Shekava. If the person did not identify which 4 amas he is trying to establish as his residence, Lo Yozes Memkaimai, he establishes no residence and is not permitted to go anywhere. Shmuel would respond that the braise must be talking about a case where there is 2,004 amas from his current location to the tree trunk. Since his makom shvisa is unclear, if it is on the other side of the trunk, he is out of the tchum. Therefore, he cannot move more than dalat amos. Parenthetically, the Braisa also taught that if two people are together and only one of them recognizes a specific location, the other person can make him a shliach, his agent, to set up a Shabbos residence for him. Tanikav asay de Shmuel. One Braisa supports Shmuel by stating that a person who has two shluchim set up a Shabbos residence for him on two different sides of town. We have to assume that one of these is a valid residence, and we are machmir not to walk beyond either tchum. This is similar to Shmuel's opinion with regard to the undefined area under the tree where a makom shvisa takes effect, and we are machmir in both directions. Rav's opinion is not refuted by this braisa, because Rav, tanu hu palik. Rav is considered tanu who can argue with a braisa.